14 people. That's how many COVID-19 patients are in San Francisco hospitals right now. In fact, the entire state of California is seeing a dramatic decline in COVID-19 hospitalizations, a 93% drop since January. LA Times reporter Ron Lynn is part of a team of journalists who reviewed the statewide data, and he says this dramatic turnaround is also being seen in Los Angeles County. Deaths at one point were so high, the National Guard was called in to help transport bodies to the coroner's office because hospital morgues had no more room. Lynn credits the decline in deaths to the state's slow reopening and high vaccination rate.
It's also possible that LA County's turnaround was in part helped by so many Angelenos having survived the infection. San Francisco, though, tells a different story. Unlike LA, San Francisco never saw its hospitals overwhelmed in the winter surge. Yet San Francisco is now seeing record low hospitalizations as well.
Well, let's take a closer look at what is going on in San Francisco. And for that, we have with us Dr. Grant Colfax, San Francisco's public health director. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, let's start with putting the numbers in context. As I mentioned, about 14 people are in San Francisco hospitals with COVID-19 right now. How do the recent numbers compare with the peak at the surge back in January?
At our peak and during the winter surge, we had 256 residents of San Francisco in the hospital with COVID-19. We put prevention measures in place to slow the spread of COVID-19. And we saw those numbers starting to come down. But I think what we're really seeing now is the effect of our vaccination rate. We currently have 73% of San Franciscans eligible for a vaccine with at least one shot. Among people over the age of 65, those are the people in San Francisco and across the country who are most likely to end up in the hospital. Our vaccination rate for at least one shot is 87%. So it's a combination of our vaccination rates, which are, as you know, higher than many other parts of the country, as well as our continued focus on the prevention measures that we know slow the spread of the virus, the masking, the social distancing, the avoiding large events.
Let's talk a little bit more about California's tiered system. It's based on the per capita rate of COVID-19 cases and the positivity rate in each county. This week, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Trinity counties all moved down to that lowest tier, meaning minimal risk and the least restrictions. Does it make sense now at this point to ease restrictions in San Francisco since you're doing so well in bringing the case count down?
I think it does. Our case count is down over tenfold from the winter surge. So in addition to our hospital rate, our number of COVID-19 diagnoses is far down. So we are gradually lifting restrictions. The bottom line is we can go faster as more people get vaccinated, both in San Francisco, across the region, and of course, across the country. These vaccines are our way out. And what we did in San Francisco with the vaccine work is build on the infrastructure that we created with community members during the past pandemic year. So, for instance, early on in the pandemic, we developed a large network of isolation and quarantine hotels where people could go stay if they didn't have other options. We hired people from the community to do contact tracing. We created neighborhood testing sites. And that allowed us to pivot quickly to developing a vaccine ecosystem where we created great access to vaccine, whether it would be mass sites, clinical sites, mobile teams going out, or neighborhood access sites. So I think that this infrastructure that we created during the pandemic that helped San Francisco prevent the worst outcomes has now helped us emerge to this place where we are in a relatively good situation compared to where we were previously. And I'm optimistic with more vaccine going into arms that we will continue to make good progress.
But you're not out of the woods yet, and neither is the entire state. There are still cases. There are still outbreaks that are happening. Do you have any concern that this will give people a false sense of security? What's your message regarding that as you keep with these efforts?
Well, I think just what you said, we're not out of the woods yet. We need to continue to be vigilant. We need to double down on high intensity, high touch, literally door-to-door work to encourage people who may be hesitant to get the vaccine or not have convenient access to the vaccine. So we're deploying mobile access teams and listening to people's concerns about that vaccine and working to address them. And then we also have to be thoughtful about the ongoing risk, even with COVID-19 being relatively low in San Francisco. When we look in other parts of the country where there are increases in COVID-19, that appears to be a combination of variants and people abandoning, you know, the precautions that we know slow the spread of the virus. So the key thing is people need to get the vaccine so that we can get out of this situation. And working with community and community leaders to encourage people to get the vaccine, I'm cautiously optimistic we will continue on this trajectory.
That's Dr. Grant Colfax. He's San Francisco's public health director. Dr. Colfax, thank you so much.
Thank you.